Hey guys, just wanted to let you know that there may be some spoilers ahead in this episode, so please listen with caution.
Hey, what's up guys? It's your favorite dead duo, and today's Rewind
is not dead.
Because today we're bringing some dark comedy to the podcast by talking about the 2012 movie Dark Shadows.
Dark Shadows is one of my favorite movies of all time. It's definitely in my top 10 movie list for sure. I love Tim Burton, but I love Johnny Depp even more.
I had never seen this movie until this year, and I'm not going to lie, I did laugh a few times.
Everybody knows Tim Burton to be a dark, weird dude, but he delivered some serious jokes and one-liners in this movie. And who doesn't love some dark humor?
Oh, dark humor is some of the best humor. If you like Tim Burton and comedy, then you'll most likely love this movie.
I saw this movie in theaters when I was, like, 8, just because Johnny Depp was in it. And then, you know, I grew up, and for the longest time, I didn't know where to watch it until I was scrolling through HBO Max. And there it was. So if you guys want to know where to watch it, HBO Max is the place. But before we get started, we just wanted to tell you all that we have a website now. You guys should go visit us at thedeadrewindpodcast.weebly.com. That's at thedeadrewindpodcast.weebly.com. Or you can just follow us on Instagram at thedeadrewindpodcast. Yeah. We post weekly updates on the Instagram, and we would just love to hear from you guys on either platform.
Yeah. We also have a new way to interact with you guys. Once you are done listening to our episode, head over to Spotify if you are not already there and answer the question found at the bottom of the episode description. We would love to hear from you guys, and you may even get a shout out on the podcast. And with that being said, we'll be right back. We are back, and as usual, I think we should start with a summary. Give the people a small taste of what this movie has to offer.
I think that sounds like a good idea. Dark Shadows, released in 2012, features some big Hollywood names such as Helena Bonham Carter, Michelle Pfeiffer, Chloe Grace Moretz, Ava Green, and of course, Johnny Depp. Dark Shadows begins in 18th century Maine, where Barnabas Collins and his family preside over the town of Collinsport. As a rich and powerful playboy, Barnabas steals the heart of Angelique, who is a witch, only to seal his own doom when he breaks her heart, revealing he is in love with someone else, a woman named Josette. Angelique turns Barnabas into a vampire and buries him alive. Let's skip forward 2 centuries. Victoria Winters is looking for a new job when she stumbles across the nannying job of David Collins. Yes, the same Collins bloodline leading all the way back to Barnabas Collins. One night, Barnabas escapes from his tomb and finds that 1972 Collinsport is a very different place than what he left it. His once grand estate has fallen into ruin, and the dysfunctional remnants of his family have fared little better.
Barnabas learns that his once prized fishing and canning business has been taken down by the growing corporation Angel Bay. Who owns Angel Bay? Well, the woman that had her heart broken by Barnabas, Angelique, who now goes by Angie. Once Angie learns about Barnabas' escape, she pays him a visit at the Collins estate, threatening him. Barnabas ignores the threat and promises his family that he will help restore the Collins name.
Angie, who feels threatened by the growing success of the Collins company, plus Barnabas' new love for Vicky, hopes to strike up a deal with him. Either they rekindle their old love and merge their two companies into one, or she puts Barnabas back in the box and sends Vicky to the same end that Josette faced 2 centuries earlier. The question is, will Barnabas take the deal and seal his fate forever, or will he reject Angelique once more and fight for his family's name and for the heart of his newfound love?
Oh, man. The suspense!
All right, now that we've gotten our quick little cute summary out of the way, thoughts on Dark Shadows since you've just watched it within the last year?
I think that it's a very good plot line. I like the comedy, although I love me some comedy movies.
And this is why we did this one for you.
And especially one-liners. And Barnabas deserves some serious one-liners.
He deserves praise for the one-liners.
He does. Johnny Depp does a fantastic job, as he always does. And, you know, when you think of Tim Burton movies, you don't think of real comedic.
No, you think of really dark movies.
I mean, there's comedy in them, but they're not, like,
they're dark. Yeah. And not that this one's not dark. Its name is Dark Shadows.
Right.
But, like,
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. There was no need for that movie to be that dark.
No, it was dark. And for what reason? As a child, I was like, dang. Yeah, no, yeah. Go ahead, continue.
I don't know.
Okay. I don't want it to seem like I'm ranting when I do this, so. I just want you to have time to speak.
No, you're good.
You just put your two cents in whenever, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Dark Shadows, for me, again, seeing this as an 8-year-old, I just like Johnny Depp from, like, the Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
Right.
Like, that's my favorite movie franchise, basically, besides for the
sure.
Avengers.
For sure. Anyways. Just the Avengers? That's the only movie franchise there is?
No, Marvel, of course. There just is. The whole Marvel cinema. The MCU.
There it is.
But, no, Pirates of the Caribbean, so I obviously fell in love with Johnny Depp and his portrayal of Jack Sparrow. And then I remember my grandma and I saw that he was going to be in Dark Shadows, and we were like, oh, we gotta go. I was 8. Was this the most appropriate movie for an 8-year-old to be watching? Not that it was bad.
It wasn't bad, it was just...
There's just some things where it's like, maybe an 8-year-old shouldn't have seen that, but at this point, who cares? I am now almost 18. It's been almost 10 years. So, anyways. No, I really like this movie. Like Ashton said, Tim Burton being quite the dark, weird dude, and kind of makes this very... I honestly think it's more of a comedy than it is any dark movie.
Oh, it's definitely a comedy. It's
it's so funny. But, like, maybe it's just you and I that think it's funny.
Maybe.
Because our dad didn't laugh.
No, he didn't laugh. He didn't find it amusing.
No, we found it quite amusing.
No, he did
especially
not.
When he does his, like... it's like...
His little hand thing?
What is this? What is... His hypnotism. That's his what hypnotism, it was. Yes. When Barnabas does his hypnotism with his really long fingers and everything. Oh! And he's like... he speaks in that weird tone. He
speaks in that Johnny Depp tone.
That Johnny Depp tone that only Johnny Depp can do. Yeah, no, it was really funny. You obviously have some Tim Burton alum in Johnny Depp and Helena Bonham Carter. And now you have Ava Green, who, not that she wasn't big, like, she played one of the Bond girls, and, like, she was in Casino Royale, if anybody's seen that, that was, like, 15 years ago.
Have you seen that movie?
Yeah. James Bond.
Bond, James Bond.
Didn't you want to go see No Time to Die?
I did.
Then you have to go watch Casino Royale.
Okay.
Because you gotta know the story of James Bond. That's the only Bond film I've seen. So, have you seen any other Bond films? Or any Bond films?
I don't think so. I'm pretty
sure. Okay.
It would be a while if I have.
Yeah, no, but Ava Green was in that, and then this is her first project with... Her first project with Tim Burton. She also did, like, Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children. Dumbo.
She was in Dumbo?
She was. I feel like there's another one, but...
Stop making so much noise down there, please?
I'll figure that out later. But yeah, Dark Shadows, really good. I love this movie so much. It's one of those movies where it's like, if I just need a good laugh, I'm one that likes dark stuff, but if I need a good laugh, this is perfect.
Because it's still dark.
Because it's dark, but it's like, giggle.
A few giggles here and there.
Yeah. Basically, anytime Johnny Depp comes on the screen with that weird outfit... And his hair that's, like, spiky.
it's a spiky middle part.
It's a me. Like, what? You know that me hairstyle?
It's got triangles.
That's literally his hair. We should make Barnabas Collins
on
our Wii that we have still.
Well, don't disrespect the Wii.
You'd be able to make the perfect hairstyle.
You would be able to.
The hypnotism.
I wish I could do the Johnny Depp accent.
Yeah, like, what even is that voice? It's very proper, but like no, but what is that? Johnny Depp, I feel like every character just has a voice.
He does it. It's a stupid voice too.
But he does it perfectly. And I
think it's just most of it's just his normal voice.
No, have you ever heard, like, Johnny Depp just talk? He kind of has, like, a low, gravelly voice. But every time I hear him speak, it's, like, higher pitched.
Johnny Depp.
It's his performance voice.
It's his performance voice.
Yeah, Dark Shadows. Good.
Good.
How
Yeah.
What would you rate it out of 10? Wow, that took a lot out of me. We did this. We have a... How long is our movie list? Ashton, myself, and our dad. Our top 10 movies list. Yeah, our top 10 movies list that we have with our dad.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the combination of all of our top 10 movies, unless we have repeats. But Dark Shadows was the first movie we watched. And then we ranked it out of 10, but I don't remember what each of us ranked it.
No, I don't remember, so I'm going to go off my mind here, because I don't remember. Give it, like, a solid 8.
8 out of 10?
Mm-hmm.
Good. That's good. Why not the 2?
Oh, why did it take 2 off?
Yeah.
Because there wasn't much to it other than the comedy. You know what I'm saying?
No, you're going to have to elaborate.
Give me a second. So it was very funny, but I just didn't... Sorry, there was stuff to it. I just didn't find the plotline real interesting.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm following.
Kitchen.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
So mm-hmm. I thought the comedy was so fantastic that it would get an 8, but I just wasn't a fan of the plotline.
All right. Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. What would you rate it?
I would rate it... I hate to give things a 10 out of 10 because I don't think anything's perfect. So I'd give this like an 8.5, a 9 out of 10, somewhere in there. I myself enjoyed the plotline, although I think the comedy was top notch. Comedy was incredible. Johnny Depp always does a good job. But like for me, like I said, I don't like to rank things out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I think there's things that are missing. And, like, we put the spoiler warning in the beginning of this episode, so I'm not too worried about spoiling this. But, like, with David's mom.
Yeah.
She just kind of shows up in ghost form at the end. It's like, we barely know what happens to her.
Right, like,
it's, like, the little things that were put into it or taken out. Or, like, his dad, who just leaves. I was like, okay.
It's a little confusing.
Like, why did we need that? That would be the only thing
that brought nothing to that.
Yeah, bump it down a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, his mom brought something to it, but... I feel like if she's going to, you need to elaborate.
Yeah.
On her.
Yeah, we found out that Angelique obviously sent her to the bottom of the ocean, lake, whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, why?
Why?
Like, what was... And obviously to set this whole thing up that happens at the end. But... like, there was no elaboration on that whatsoever.
No.
That's why that would go down for me. Other than that, though, 10 out of 10. Mm. Highly recommend.
Highly recommend the movie that is...
Dark Shadows. Starring. You want to say who it's starring, Ashton? Because you and I were talking about this between the intro.
Helena Bonham... No.
As you guys...
Helena... Bonham? Bonham Carter.
Helena Bonham Carter. Yes. We love Helena Bonham Carter.
Because I want to know how you got that so perfectly and so quickly, but you couldn't pronounce...
Chloe Grace Moretz. No, it's not that I couldn't pronounce it.
Chloe Moretz Grace.
I said it in the wrong order.
Yeah.
No, which you guys get to hear in the bloopers. Spoiler alert for the bloopers.
That was bad. That was just bad.
Yeah.
That was kind of
embarrassing. Because, like, I even have it written down correctly.
Yeah, it was really embarrassing, actually. I got secondhand embarrassment from that.
Yeah, I get secondhand embarrassment from you not being able to pronounce Helena Bonham Carter. How fast can you say that name 3 times? Helena Bonham Carter, Helena Bonham Carter, Helena Bonham Carter. Now you.
Helena Carter.
No, you gotta... Go. Nope. You can do it.
Nope.
Come on.
Nope.
Do it.
Nope.
Do it. Do it.
No.
You're lame. You're no fun.
I know.
All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about our favorites. Our least favorites.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And some of these actors' history with Tim Burton, which we've already kind of touched on. Mostly mm-hmm, Johnny Depp, because he's our favorite of mm-hmm, the three. Mm-hmm. But we'll talk about that when we get back.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We are back, everybody.
We are back.
Now, we're going to talk about our favorites.
Yes.
Our least favorites.
Yes.
And some people who work with Tim Burton a lot. I think that summarizes this segment. All right, let's start with favorites. We don't even have to start with favorites. You choose. What would you like to start with?
Favorites.
Favorites of?
Characters.
Favorite characters. Ashton, go ahead.
Mine is obviously Barnabas Collins. Okay. Because he's portrayed perfectly by Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp was the perfect role for him.
Name me a role Johnny Depp... Stop it. Name me a role Johnny Depp plays that is not spot on.
Okay.
Exactly. He's just such a good actor.
He should be the Joker.
Continue. Go ahead with your love for Barnabas Collins. Why is he your favorite character?
Because he's funny. He's stupid, to be honest.
He really is kind of dumb.
He's a little stupid.
But, like, he's book smart, not street smart.
Yeah, he's not street smart. Obviously, he's not street smart. A lot has changed in 200 years.
It's true.
Yeah.
We have cars now. Well, in 1972. I mean, we have cars now as well, but...
Yeah. I just... Beautiful, and he cares for people. Deep down, he cares. Deep down. For his family, at least.
Okay.
Not Angelique. She can...
Whoa!
Your turn.
You don't have any other favorite characters?
Not really.
Okay, I have...
Oh, Willie was pretty funny.
Oh, he's the groundskeeper.
Yeah, he's just... I liked him. He was funny.
Stupid, he was fun.
Weird.
Anyways, I've got two. Well, one is below the other, but... Let's see. Can you guess my second favorite character? I think you know who my first favorite character is. Yes. Oh my gosh. Who is my second favorite character? Why do I always have more favorites than you do? I feel kind of obnoxious.
It's either going to be Vicky or Dr. Julia Hoffman.
Neither are correct. It's Carolyn. Carolyn is played by Chloe Grace Moretz. Yeah, I said it right that time.
You did.
There's something that happens at the end of the movie that just makes Carolyn.
Oh. How did you do that?
No. I went like this. Rawr.
Yeah.
No.
I got it.
I like that TikTok noise. Rawr. Anyways, no, there's something that happens at the end of the movie that, like, just makes her way cool. Like, way cool. She's also kind of sassy, and she's, like, the teenager, so... And she likes her 70s music. Which I can relate to.
Cool.
Yes. But my favorite character is Angelique, for sure, because she's a witch. And I love the witches.
Why is she, like, staring into my soul?
And because she's, like, way cool. And she has the best style in the whole movie. I mean, Barnabas's outfit is quite crispy.
Barnabas has the best style.
But, like, Angelique just got that leg up. And she has a sweet car. I want that car. Anyways, what?
Why is she, like, staring into my soul in this picture?
Which one?
There's son,
Ava Green?
It is. She's giving me the side eye, homie.
Okay. I like how they like cut off their faces for these pictures.
Right? She doesn't even have a face.
Who doesn't have a face?
Carter.
No, who's Carter? I don't know who that is.
Oh, you do.
No, I don't.
Dr. Julia Hoffman.
I don't know who that is. That's a fictional character.
Oh, she's played by a real person.
Yeah, what's the real person's name?
Your mom?
Anyways, yeah, my favorite character would be Angelique. She's just so cool. And, like, yeah, she's the bad guy, but who doesn't love the bad guy? I love the villains. Usually my favorite characters, anyways. Okay, cool.
Kip.
What, do you want to move on to, like, a least favorite character and come back to favorites, or do you want to keep doing favorites?
No, we'll go on to least favorite character.
All right. Go ahead. Who is your least favorite character?
Whoever the dad was.
Mm-hmm. Roger?
Yeah, I didn't like him.
Okay. Why?
Because he just didn't belong there. He didn't belong in the movie. There was no point of him being in that movie. What did he bring to the movie?
Quite a bit. I will explain when I get to my least favorite
Please
character.
Please elaborate what you brought to the movie.
When I get to my least favorite character. Anybody else you didn't like?
No. I wasn't... No.
Okay, I have two least favorite characters. Again, I'm sorry. I'm just going to balance all the favorites with the least favorites. One of my least favorite characters is Roger. He's just a piece of trash. What did he bring to the movie, you ask? Not a lot.
You just said he brought a lot.
But he did bring enough. The whole point of Roger's character was to show that he didn't really care about his son.
Mm-hmm.
And that his son, who sees ghosts, and, like, he was the guy that was always like, kid, you're not seeing your mom's ghost. You don't see ghosts. Like, super, no. Like, just be a normal kid. So, that obviously shows that he's a crappy parent. But also it helps show that at the end of the movie that, what's the boy's name? David. That David is correct about seeing ghosts and all of that. So that's what he brought to the movie. Even though he's a piece of trash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And my other least favorite character, not that she was a bad character, she just really annoyed me, is Vicky. Victoria Winters. She was so annoying, and I'm...
She didn't even say anything. She
exactly.
Said, like, two words.
Annoying. Annoying. And she got in the way, alright? I really think Angelique should have just yeeted her off that cliff way earlier in the movie. I mean, she didn't. Well, she did. But then he was like, wee! And I jumped after her, and she was like, oh no. No, she got in the way. We could have had a happy ending if it wasn't for her. Well, we kind of did have a happy ending. But my favorite character would have had a happy ending if it wasn't for her. And that's what I wish for.
Okay. You good now?
Yes.
Are you done?
Yes. Okay, go ahead.
Favorite moment.
Moment.
Scene.
Scene, whatever you want to.
Favorite, just the whole scene when he first
I'm
gets
sorry.
Out.
I'm sorry. Excuse me? My news app, it alerts me of these polls that they take. So this one is 1 in 5 people share meals with their furry friends. Yeah, you know, share food with them. But 6% of people bathe with their pets. I'm sorry.
That's just disturbing. Gross.
Who does that? Okay, come here, puppy. Let's go take a bath together.
That's gross.
That's horrifying. All right, favorite moments.
Are you done now?
Yeah.
Are you good?
Yeah.
Just the entire scene of when he first gets out of the coffin with the road and the... Facing Satan.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's my favorite scene.
That's your favorite scene?
That's my favorite scene.
That's the only one?
Yeah.
You don't like any of the other scenes?
I gotta think. Oh, you were meant to go while I was thinking.
Oh, okay. Some of my favorite scenes. Let's see. I do like the montage, the rebuilding montage where they rebuild, like...
Oh,
when the fish, the canning company and everything, and it's like, you've got Top of the World playing by the Carpenters, and then he rips the TV apart, and he's trying to find the lady on the screen in the TV, but you know, just the TV. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that whole montage. That one's fun.
Okay, I figured out.
We're just going back and forth. Go ahead.
The one with, it's another montage, or maybe it's the same montage where. You just see him sleeping in different places while they're rebuilding the house.
Yeah, that's one of those. Yeah. Okay. Where he's sleeping in different places and positions.
Where he's hanging on the side sheet.
what's your favorite sleeping one, though?
The one in the towels when he's in.
And he's, like, laying in the cupboard. And he's, like, tucking the towels. I like the one where he, like, pulls out all of the, like, stuffing and peanuts and all of, out of the box.
Oh, and then and tries he,
like,
to get
in
it.
Yeah, and he, like, slides in it because he's trying to find a coffin.
That's funny.
That one's a good one.
He just has a casket. And he just sleeps in the casket.
Yeah, and then he like just stands up. It's like so scary. Let's see. What else is one of my favorite scenes? I mean, obviously the cool fight scene at the end is pretty awesome. But oh, I like the I like when Alice Cooper shows up at the party. The What did they call the party? I don't remember.
Oh, I don't know. It was something that Carolyn made up.
Yeah. It's a happening.
A happening.
A happening. Yeah, that was a good scene, and
cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, least favorite scene?
Least favorite scene, moments. What you didn't like, I don't know. Least.
Can't really think of one at the moment. Probably. I felt bad for Dr. Hoffman when.
Yeah.
Yeah. When he.
I'm sorry. Oh, I thought you're referring to Barnabas.
Yeah, I'm referring
not to Dr. Hoffman. No. I was like, wait.
No, and he, when she was using his blood to stay alive forever, so he killed her. That was kind of...
And tossed her in the ocean.
Tossed her in the ocean.
Yeah.
I kind of felt bad for that scene. And it was kind of... It's a weird scene.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd agree. That's a pretty weird scene. Just kind of feel bad for her. Least favorite scenes.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously when they kill my favorite character.
Angelique.
Yes. When they kill her. That's obviously really sad. And when he rejects her like 5 times throughout the whole movie.
That was kind of
like, bro.
Those are funny.
She obviously loves you.
Those are funny.
Like.
Yeah, but he doesn't love her.
No, so. And that's perfectly fine. Cause
so why should he say yes?
Because it's a movie!
Exactly the whole point of the movie.
Just to give me what I want.
I don't, that's not what Tim Burton was there for.
Tim Burton, he missed on that one. Timmy boy missed. Yeah.
I'm not sure Timmy boy was really, when he was thinking of how to make, what to do with the movie, I'm not sure he was going based off of what you wanted.
Ugh, how inconsiderate of him.
You know, to be honest, I don't even think he knows who you are.
Don't you dare say that. I'm one of his biggest fans. He must know who I am.
He doesn't.
Rip my heart out. Tear it in two, Timmy. Oh, God.
All right.
You know what? This is gonna be a cool, this is gonna be a nice segue into what we're talking about next.
Uh-huh.
I just realized how Tim Burton, or, well, technically Ryan Murphy is younger, I think. But they're, like, the same person. They just recycle their actors.
They just recycle their
actors. Are you gonna look this up for us?
I am. Go ahead, continue.
Here, hang on. I'll look up.
No, continue. Keep talking. Ryan Murphy is 56 years old.
Tim Burton is 63.
Okay.
Okay, right, so Ryan Murphy is like Tim Burton. He just kind of recycles his actors. That segues us into all of the actors that Tim Burton used again.
Uh-huh.
Most notably, Johnny Depp.
Oh, for sure. He's...
But we can talk about Johnny less because he's our favorite.
Okay.
But like I've mentioned before, we'll talk about Ava Green first because she's in smaller amounts of Tim Burton movies. But Ava Green was in... Tim Burton movies such as Dumbo, Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children. That's a mouthful. Peculiar Children.
That's a great movie right there.
It really is. And it's a good book.
It is a good book.
Are you being sarcastic?
No, I'm not.
Did you just set me up for it to be embarrassed?
No.
Okay. And Dark Shadows. She's a weird lady.
Who?
Ava Green.
Is she?
We should just digress here about all of these actors. Do you know much about?
No.
Just Johnny Depp?
Yeah.
Okay, let me digress. She is a very strange lady. I follow her on Instagram. You should go give her a follow.
I'm not going to, but keep going.
She was in Penny Dreadful. That you need to watch so we can talk about it on podcast.
Okay.
You're not going to, are you? You really need to. Or I'm kicking you off the podcast.
Just keep going.
But so, obviously, Tim Burton has recycled. A few times. Like, he's recycled her a few times.
Yeah.
So she obviously started with Dark Shadows, and then he brought her in for Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children. That really is a mouthful.
It is.
And then Dumbo, which I have not seen the live action Dumbo. Have you seen the live action Dumbo?
I have not seen the live action.
I've seen the animated original Dumbo.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I have not seen
the Maybe we should watch the live action Dumbo. Do you like the story of Dumbo?
Yeah.
Okay. On to Helena Bonham Carter. Who are we talking about, Ashton?
Your mama.
Who are we talking about?
Your mama.
Tell me, what movies has she been in?
Who?
Yeah, right there. What's her name?
Helena Bonham... No.
Helena Bonham Carter. She's been in...
Helena Bonham.
Mm-hmm.
Carter.
She's been in quite a few Tim Burton projects.
She is.
Let me just confirm these. Hold on. Not only have they been just Tim Burton projects, but they have also been with Johnny Depp. Most of them are with Johnny Depp, which I think is quite interesting. Let's see. They have been in movies, Burton has casted Helena Bonham Carter in films such as Big Fish, never heard of it, The Corpse Bride, which you've seen Corpse Bride, yes, okay. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Sweeney Todd, Demon Barber, Fleet Street, which I hope you've seen, Exit Through That Door, right there, Alice in Wonderland, and Alice in Wonderland Through the Looking Glass, Dark Shadows. I think that's it. But yes,
she's been in quite a few.
Quite a few Tim Burton movies. And if you didn't know, her and Tim Burton were like a thing. I'm pretty sure they were married at one point.
Hold up.
I am pretty darn sure they were married.
I got you. Don't even worry about it.
Partner, Tim Burton. Oh. So maybe she was never married. But they were together for a long time. I do remember that.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fun.
Dang, she rich.
What's she sitting at?
$60 million?
Dang, girl, get it! Ashton, what's your favorite Helena Bonham Carter character?
Oh, God.
In the Tim Burton films.
I don't know, I don't think I've...
You don't think you've seen any of her characters in the Tim Burton films?
Oh, I've seen her characters. I just probably don't know that she played them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Who's your favorite?
My favorite... I do like her as the Red Queen, I'm not gonna lie, in Alice in Wonderland. That would probably be one of my favorites.
The Red Queen?
Yeah, and she just wasn't in Dark Shadows enough. Although her character was quite funny. But yeah. I just like Helena Bonham Carter anyways. She was in Ocean's 8. Which I do love. That's not a Tim Burton movie, but...
I know. Cool.
But he also recycled her, like, how many times? 5-6 times?
Yeah, quite a few.
But nobody matches, and nobody is able to compete with the god that is Johnny Depp.
Okay.
He's so cool. Give us a summary of... Give us the movies he's been in with Tim Burton.
So he was in Dark Shadows.
Mm-hmm.
Which got a 6.2 rating from these people.
I don't really care. I just want to know the movies he's been in.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you a rating. Alice in Wonderland. I'm actually not going to. Okay. I agree with that one. I didn't like that one.
But how is it over Dark Shadows? That's what I want to know.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Ooh, that could be a debated topic.
Sleepy Hollow,
mm-hmm.
Corpse Bride,
mm-hmm.
Sweeney Todd,
mm-hmm.
Ed Wood,
mm-hmm.
and Edward Scissorhands.
Wait, did they have Through the Looking Glass in there?
No.
Oh, he's also been in that.
So 9.
He's been in like 9 or 10. Yeah.
9 Tim Burton movies.
That's insane. Let's talk about some of his Tim Burton roles, because I feel like there's some, we can get into some heated debate here.
Okay.
Let's talk about Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, shall we?
Oh, God. Sure.
Your thoughts on Johnny Depp as Willy Wonka?
Well, the way Willy Wonka was portrayed, I think he's a good character.
Uh-huh.
I think he's a good actor for him.
Uh-huh.
But I wasn't a fan of the movie.
Not the movie?
Not the movie. was not it.
I saw this version of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory before I saw the original Charlie and the Chocolate Factory with Gene Wilder. Mm-hmm. So to me, this one is probably, I feel like people are going to come at me. I don't want to say it's my favorite version, because that's not necessarily true. But I have a bias towards this version because it's the first one I've seen. I didn't say it was my favorite. I just have a bias towards it.
This was the first one I've seen, and this was like...
Our dog is going not so. No, I'm just saying this one is going to have that extra oomph because I saw it first. That doesn't mean it's my favorite. The original is still my favorite Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes, by far. It doesn't even get a bias.
This one does get a bias because I saw it first. Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
In my opinion, yes, it does.
Your opinion is wrong.
Your opinion is wrong. Oh. You've never even seen Sweeney Todd, so leave. Ugh. Your favorite character in American Horror Story Hotel is Jon Lo. Get out of here.
Bro, that was 2 days
ago. Go listen to the bonus episode, guys.
Bro, that was 2 days ago.
Anyways. No. I just think he did a good job, and I think this movie and his portrayal got a lot of hate that it didn't deserve.
It's because he...
Tim Burton took a kind of happy movie and made it dark, and that's what Tim Burton does.
There was no need to take Charlie on a Chocolate Factory.
Did he need to remake it? Absolutely not.
He's just not as good as Gene Wilder.
This is my thing. Two different versions of Willy Wonka, though. Please don't do that.
Sorry.
Two versions of Willy Wonka. Lighter, happier version, Gene Wilder. Dark, scarier version, Johnny Depp. So can you really compare the two?
Yes, I just did. Is that not what I just did, like, 30 seconds ago?
No, I'm asking if it's right to compare the two, since they're two completely different Willy Wonkas. No, I know you did, but
is it... They're a Willy Wonka... Willy Wonka is one dude. One guy. You're just jealous because he's not going to live up to Gene Wilder.
I didn't say Gene Wilder's portrayal was bad, or even if it was worse than Johnny Depp's.
Okay, what did I do?
I'm just saying, can you compare the two Willy Wonkas because they're in two different tones? That's all I was saying.
Don't think you can because there's no way Gene Wilder would have played a dark Willy Wonka. He can't.
Exactly. Anyways.
Johnny Depp, I don't think, could have played a happy Willy Wonka.
Truth. Okay, let's move on. Let's see. What else could we talk about? Since you've never seen Sweeney Todd, get out of here. Leave.
Oh god, it's been a while since I've seen Corpse Bride.
Okay, so you don't want...
And Edward
Scissorhands. Let's talk about how you didn't know Johnny Depp played Edward Scissorhands.
I just forgot, dude. Relax.
You go, oh, he was in Edward Scissorhands? I go, yeah, with Winona Ryder. He played Edward Scissorhands.
I forgot
he played... did?
I just
forgot. Bro, who you think that is? Who you think that is?
Kind of looks like Edward Scissorhands to me.
That is Johnny freaking Depp.
I think that's Edward Scissorhands.
You know, if you're going to give me an attitude, you're no longer going to be welcome on the podcast. Do you want to know what he did to me yesterday? Because he forgot to bring the mic with us on vacation. I give this man's one job. Don't forget the mic. Did you forget the mic?
Yes, I did.
And then he rolled his eyes at me when I said, well, we're going to have to do the podcast tomorrow.
Because you're so pushy.
No, that's not being pushy. That's doing a job. Like Johnny Depp did in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, God. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
No. But anyways, we're going to get off this debated topic of Johnny Depp. Tim Burton just uses Johnny Depp a lot.
Yeah, he does. He really likes himself some Johnny Depp.
Which is perfectly fine. Although, let's talk about Alice in Wonderland, though. I do want to go back to that.
It's been a while since I've seen that one, too.
Him as the Mad Hatter is so good. Honestly, that's probably one of my favorite Johnny Depp roles.
Because the Mad Hatter is dark.
That probably is my second favorite Johnny Depp role.
What's your first favorite? Oh.
I don't know. What's my number one... What's my favorite movie of all time?
I'm going to say it's probably Captain Jack Sparrow.
It would be Captain Jack Sparrow, as most people probably
Okay,
would
I'm
be.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
But the Mad Hatter would be my second one. Look at that man's. He's so weird. Johnny Depp is so weird that, like, he literally is the Mad Hatter.
He is. Yeah, I forgot what I was going to say. I was going to say something that was going to be, like, mind-blowing.
Yeah. Anyways, that's my ranking of my two favorite Johnny Depp characters. It's, like, Jack Sparrow, and then there's quite a bit of space, Mad Hatter, Edward Scissorhands, everyone else.
Wow, you didn't even have Barnabas Collins.
Well, yeah, but, like, compared to the first three, those are unmatched. Leave. Stop. Sorry. No, but those are unmatched.
Okay.
What would you rank some of your, like, what's your top three favorite Johnny Depp characters?
Well, one is obviously Captain Jack Sparrow. Mm-hmm. I think that is Johnny Depp's best.
That is Johnny Depp's role.
Two would probably be, it's been so long since I've seen some of these movies. Two would probably be Barnabas, and then three would be Mad Hatter. I wasn't a fan of his Willy Wonka.
I'm sorry, let me re-rank. Captain Jack, quite a bit of space. Mad Hatter, quite a bit of space. Little bit of space. Edward Scissorhands, medium amount of space. Willy Wonka, everybody else.
Okay.
Okay. I'm glad we've established that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, look, here's a topic about Willy Wonka. Five reasons why Johnny Depp's portrayal was best, and five why Gene Wilder's was superior. That's unneeded information.
We don't need it, but, like, I think that's a good, like, why his portrayal was best, but Gene Wilder's is superior.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
It's because Gene Wilder's was nice.
It's just because Gene Wilder's was the first one we don't have anything to compare it to.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's close it down. This is going to be a shorter episode, but, you know, I did a comedic episode for you, and you didn't even... Okay, go ahead. Closing thoughts.
Are you good?
Closing thoughts.
Yeah, I think this was probably one of Johnny Depp's better roles, even though not a lot of people think it was.
Wait, out of all of them? Or out of the Tim Burton ones?
Tim Burton. Sorry.
Okay.
Not out of
I was
all
like,
of them.
Okay,
sorry.
Let's.
I didn't elaborate on that one.
Let's.
I did not elaborate.
Not get ahead of ourselves.
No, sorry, sorry. One of the best Tim Burton roles.
Mm-hmm.
He delivered some beautiful one-liners.
He did.
His accent was just top-notch. And the movie was just all around. It was a good movie.
Okay.
It had good comedy. It had, I didn't like the plot line, but it had a good plot line. Even though I didn't like it. Yeah.
Okay. My thoughts. Well, I guess I'll start with Johnny Depp first, since he started with Johnny. Johnny Depp in this movie is one of my favorite things that I've ever watched. He's a funny guy, like, naturally, I think. But then you give him 18th century attire with 18th century vocab in a movie that's set in 1972, and it does not get much better.
No.
And he's just so funny, and every time he works with Tim Burton, you're in for a real treat. It doesn't matter if the movie is good or not. He always lives up to the expectation, I think. So his portrayal of Barnabas, chef's kiss.
Was excellent.
The movie itself, funny, like, good amount of humor, like, just regular jokes, good amount of dark humor. I really like that it's dramatic in the way that there's all these little love triangles happening all over the place. You know how I am with the dramatic love triangles. Mm. And like I said, I think there were some unnecessary points, or points that could have been elaborated on that would have made it a little bit easier to understand and not so like, wait, where did that come from?
Right.
But other than that, I think it was really good. I think it was a good introduction with Ava Green into the Tim Burton universe. So many universes we talk about on this podcast. Mm. I mean, you use Helena Bonham Carter and Johnny Depp in the same movie once again. It does not get much better. Those two work perfectly together. And it's just good when you throw in some vampires and witches and some werewolves and some ghosts and some fish companies and all of that. You get the perfect weirdness that is Tim Burton. And it does not get much better.
Oh, show, dude.
Yeah. So, let's give them a little preview of what's coming up. Do you even know what's coming up?
I don't. I can't pull the app up right now.
So next week, we're going to be hitting you guys with a paranormal one. We're going to have to do some research on this one.
Ah, yes.
It will be fun. We will be going back to our paranormal roots, No, not the Warrens. The other paranormal route.
Zach Bagans.
Zach Bagans. We love the Warrens, but like we just did a Warren episode.
We need Zach back.
Yep, Zach is back.
Bring Zach back.
Bring Zach back. Hashtag bring Zach back. So we're going to hit you with the Zach Bagans episode next week. And then Thanksgiving. But is Thanksgiving going to stop us? Absolutely yes. Not. Well, not on the day of Thanksgiving. We are not going to be posting, but we don't post normally on Thursdays.
No.
But we're going to hit you with a fun, lighthearted episode for Thanksgiving weekend that Ashton will take control of.
You didn't
full
see...
control.
Okay.
That is why. You've seen this enough times.
So many times.
So, you're going to take full control. Even writing.
Guys, I'm officially quitting.
So we're going to hit you with probably a kind of dark and scary episode next week with Zach Bagans Paranormal. But to wrap out the month of, the month of November and Thanksgiving weekend, why not hit you with a nice, lighthearted, comedic episode?
For sure, bro.
And then just a quick snippet, a little snapshot, little taste.
Little tasty taste.
Of December, we've got a true crime episode beginning right away, folks. Right away.
Right away.
We're going to hit you with a dark true crime episode that Ashton has no idea what it's about. Have you done any research?
No.
You really need to get on that.
It's been in the back of my mind right now.
Put it on the to-do list, because...
Okay, I'll put that on the to-do list.
Okay. And then we've got another lighthearted episode for you in December, but then it kind of gets dark and scary. And then it gets lighthearted again.
Wait, what was it? Wait.
You decided on that one.
Is that what you called lighthearted?
No.
Oh, that one. Okay.
And then we've got, obviously for the month of December, we have to include at least one Christmas movie, TV show. So we've got a movie for you. Plus, we have a very fun thing that Ashton wanted to do, and that has to do with Christmas. So you're also going to take charge on that,
oh,
because
yeah.
I have no idea what that is about.
You want to know how to figure out what it's about?
No. No. It's okay. Dude, come on. Can't you just, like, take the charge? I know what it's about, but why you had the idea, I don't know. So that's why, you had specific ones in mind.
Okay. No, I didn't.
We'll get on that.
Oh, so scary.
I'm not trying to scare you.
My timbers are shivered right now.
I'm not trying to scare you. Just do it. Okay. With that being said, I know this weekend's episode was kind of short, but we wanted to hit you with a lighthearted, but also kind of dark, comedic episode with Dark Shadows, starring Johnny Depp and directed by Tim Burton. We hope to see you guys next week for our paranormal case, the first one since spooky season. And with that being said, happy hauntings! Up, but for the longest time I didn't know where to watch it until I was scrolling through HBO. I'm so sorry.
We are back at I lost my spot. I think that sounds like a good... Am I reading the right part?
No, bro. Carter, Michelle Pfeiffer, Chloe Moretz, great. Chloe Grace Moretz. Oh, Lord of Jesus.